With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel's military has carried out a precise airstrike while Hezbollah leadership was meeting at their headquarters south of Beirut. BBC correspondent Peter Bajega.
Several buildings were flattened and rescuers worked through the night searching the rubble for survivors. This marks a sharp escalation in the violence between Israel and Hezbollah with unpredictable consequences. For almost a year, there has been concern that something like this could spark a wider regional conflict. This morning, there are two unanswered questions: whether Hassan Nasrallah is still alive and if the Middle East will be engulfed by war.
And late word says now that they are confirming the Hezbollah leader plus several others also killed in that strike. Also, at SRNnews.com, a fatal shootout at a gun store near Atlanta.
Police in Smyrna, Georgia, outside Atlanta, say officers were responding to the report of a burglary and gunfire at the Adventure Outdoor store just around midnight. Officials say a suspect fired at two officers. They returned fire, killing the man. Police say it now appears the gunman was acting alone, but they're investigating if anyone else may have been involved. The two officers are expected to survive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
State Fair of Texas back with a new firearms ban. The fair withstood weeks of pressure from a lawsuit from the state's attorney general. Organizers put the ban back in place, they say, by following a shooting last year that injured three people. The fair had previously allowed attendees with a valid handgun license to carry that weapon as long as it was concealed. Attorney General Ken Paxton vowing he's not given up, though, even after the state Supreme Court rejected a last-minute appeal. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention takes on sexual abuse.
The denomination's executive committee has voted to establish a department whose only purpose will be to prevent and root out abuse in local congregations. Spokesman Jeff York tells Baptist Press, quote, "We have had two task forces that have done difficult and hard work, but it's time to stop talking about what we're going to do and take an initial strategic step of action that puts into place an administrative response to this issue." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some GOP office seekers in close races turning their backs on the party's pro-life tradition. In TV spots and personal op-eds in newspapers, these Republicans are trying to distance themselves from a GOP that for decades has worked to protect unborn children. The campaigns for control in the House are as tight as ever, few seats expected to determine which party holds the majority. This is SRN News. A new leader for Japan's ruling party.
Japan's ruling party has picked a former defense minister as leader, setting him up to become prime minister next week. As he was announced leader, Shigeru Ishiba stood up in the audience and bowed amid the applause. The party leadership win is a ticket to the top job because the Liberal Democratic Party's ruling coalition currently controls the parliament. Considered a defence policy expert, Ishiba has proposed an Asian version of the NATO military alliance and a more equal Japan-US security alliance. Ishiba is a supporter of Taiwan's democracy. I'm Karen Chemas.
Wall Street ending the week on a mixed note. Friday, the Dow was up 137 points. S&P 500 off 7 for the day. The Nasdaq was down 71. More details at srnnews.com.